subject. The man I married is killing my love life. Well, well, well. This is the letter I've been waiting on. Thank you, Jesus.
Taylor made for you.
Dear Shell and Steve, I'm a very unhappily married 48-year-old black woman. The man I married is white. Not that it should matter, but it does. Well, let's get started right away. What the hell you bring it up for? You must want me to bring it up too. That's how I look at these letters, folks. You brought it up, must want me to bring it up. Now, I normally don't like to do letters with race in it because I believe that people are the same everywhere, which is absolutely the case. We just have different idiosyncrasies. We done ran into them. Shortly after getting married, I realized that the man I married did not understand me as a woman, much less a black woman. Lady, it's hard for any man to understand a woman. But you in here with a jar of sulfur, eating a pressing comb on the damn stove, and he in here trying to cook. That what? Right so there is going to create a damn problem in the beginning. Because you learn later on that his ass weighs 450. Oh. He in there cooking. You got food. The jar of sulfur, eight, and the pressing comb on the stove, and you in the way. Let's get started right away now. We have not been intimate in nearly 10 years and have been married for 11. Number three, who the hell ain't been intimate in 10 years?
Crazy.
Okay. Huh? He ain't been intimate with you.
Uh-huh.
Fat boy somewhere with a 20 in his hand in a car in an alley. Something going down. I have been in love with another man for over a year now, and we are waiting for my youngest child from my first marriage to graduate high school before we start our lives together. Who told you this damn plan right here? Who plan is this? You ain't even filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. See, what you talking about? And then you gonna casually throw in you got a baby from the first marriage, you in the second marriage, and you dating somebody finna get in a third marriage, and you ain't out the second marriage. I know morally we are wrong, but my heart was out of this marriage long before I met this wonderful man. Excuse me, does this wonderful man know you married? Mm. How wonderful is that? See, wonderful people do wonderful things. He doing something that's convenient for him. I hate to tell you this, lady, but this relationship gonna crash too. Because you're starting it wrong. Well, here we are weeks away from my daughter's graduation, and the man I married became ill. Hell, he ain't had sex in 10 years. I'd have been sick. I'd have got sick 30 days in. I'm trying to figure out how the hell it took him 10 years to get sick. I wouldn't be able to walk I'd have had 8 strokes by now. My body be shut down on the left and the right side. I bet he is ill. It would be easy for most women to just walk away from a man who does not support her financially, emotionally, and has used the N-word on more than one occasion.
Come on.
And called me the B-word even after I told him that's like calling the white woman the C-word. What are all these initials for? Let's get to it. What is all these damn initials for? Here we go. The N-word, then the B-word, like calling the white woman NBC. That's NBC. That's where I work. You ain't finna break it down to just NBC. That ain't what this is. Just trying to simplify it. The N-word, we know what that means.
Yeah.
Every time come out of his mouth. Well, I married the man I married loves food and it almost cost him his life. He about 450 pounds and now wear a colostomy bag and I have to change it to keep it clean for him on top of the work of a full-time job. He don't try to take care of it himself. He'll just say I can do it. Whoa, now we finna even this go. Oh, the N-word, huh? Oh, now the N-word supposed to come in here and change your damn
come
bag.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, now you need the N-word to come in here and the B to come in here and change your funky bag.
Yeah, the end of the B.
Well, I tell you what, if you can't change it, let it fill up. How about that?
Okay.
N-word don't do the S-word. You can F that. Let's do all these damn missions right here. NBC, nothing. NSF, non-sufficient funds at the bank. But not in this case. The N-word don't do the S-word. You can F that. Now, get started, Mr. Fat Boy. Mr. Whale Meat, Moby Dick, he was big and fat and white, too. See, once you throw the color thing in me, Avalanche, I'm just naming big white things that happen. You know, Fluffy the Snowman, I got all this for you. Oh, here you go right here. Let me get on back to that. He has no true friends, and although his family only live 20 minutes away from him, they don't come see him. He referred to him as Jack, and he's jerk, and he's proud of that. He ain't got no friends, and the family don't come see him. Hell, you 450 pounds and always want somebody to empty your bag. Mm-hmm. Who the hell coming by for that? Anybody going to see Fat Ass Raymond? No, because every time I go over there, Fat Ass want me to help him change his damn bag. Raymond, ain't nobody coming over to your house to change Fat Ass Raymond Floyd's bag. Bad can fat. I wish the hell, N-word. Oh, no, no. I tell you what, Dad, I tell you what y'all do.
What?
Next time he call you the N-word, snatch that bag off his ass and beat him with it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.